College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. There's a town hall tonight in the Northeast for those impacted by Friday's deadly medical jet crash. City government will be speaking at Solace Cohen Elementary School at 7 o'clock. And as KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us, federal investigators are now moving off the scene of the incident.
The National Transportation Safety Board and forensics investigators will be conducting the rest of their work off-site, which City Managing Director Adam Teal says is an important step for the community.
So we can start to restore the area of this tragic incident back to activity. I won't say normalcy because that is going to take much longer, but certainly allowing regular activities to take place throughout that area.
Multiple city agencies will be working around the clock to clean the area, with officials hoping business resumes sometime Wednesday at the earliest and residents of undamaged homes can return soon. Deputy Director of the Office of Emergency Management Dominic Mireles says the city has made new arrangements for some sheltered residents.
The two households that were being served at the Samuel Fells High School are being serviced another way, which means we are entering kind of a more medium to long-term phase.
Officials urge anyone who isn't a resident or employee to stay away from the crash site, which is still a controlled scene at OEM headquarters. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Trump administration has delayed tariffs on products from Mexico and Canada, but the threat still looms over U.S. relations with our nearest neighbors. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb spoke with the recently retired ambassador to Canada, former Comcast Vice President David Cohen, about what impact that might have.
David Cohen represented the U.S. and Canada for nearly 4 years and says the Biden administration's concerns about the border were the same as the Trump administration's.
Illegal migration across the border of people and then fentanyl.
Cohen says, though, 0.5% of fentanyl in the U.S. gets through Canada and less than 1% of illegal migration.
This was truly going flea hunting with an elephant rifle. It was just too extreme a tactic to get Canada's attention.
Cohen says during his tenure using diplomacy, the Biden administration reached a number of agreements with Canada, including the border security deal President Trump referenced in announcing the 30-day pause on tariffs. He says the continuing threat could harm U.S. interests.
Investment and growth implications for the United States economy and for United States businesses is very serious.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Governor Shapiro used his annual budget address to highlight bipartisan success from the first 2 years of his term, calling on Republicans and Democrats to continue to work together to keep making, in his words, real differences in Pennsylvanians' lives. But Republicans say budgets should solve problems, not, as they put it, create more. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Governor Shapiro said Pennsylvania's on the rise no less than 7 times in his hour-and-a-half budget address to the General Assembly, urging lawmakers to continue to have the tough discussions.
Over the last 2 years, we haven't shied away from hard conversations. We're solving complex problems.
Shapiro called on the legislature to continue efforts to entice business and industry to Pennsylvania, using life sciences as an example of an industry that could be doing more for Pennsylvania's economy. Shapiro says Pennsylvania ranks 4th for the number of new life sciences patents, but only gets 3% of venture capital.
That means we're effectively doing the research, but then we're losing out on the commercial opportunities to other states. We should change that.
Shapiro also renewed calls for the legislature to legalize and tax recreational marijuana and to regulate and tax so-called skill games, but Republicans call the governor's estimates on those two items significantly inflated, while hammering his energy policy that prioritizes a cap-and-invest plan to cut down on carbon emissions, Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman.
It's one thing to talk, it's another thing to act, and details matter.
Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A local chorus group is celebrating a big win at the
Grammys this past weekend. KYW shared a Howard spoke with members of the group called The Crossing.
We weren't serious about creating like a thing.
And so how did it become a thing?
People started to notice. Like my co-founder Jeff and I were kind of like, maybe this is a thing.
Now, 20 years later, and the ninth consecutive year being nominated, Donald Nally, conductor of The Crossing, and his vocalists are celebrating once again.
Our win? It's really nice. It's a nice, four is a nice number.
The group won its, yes, he said it, fourth Grammy Award for the best choral performance for their album Ochre, featuring the music of Ayanna Woods, George Lewis, and Caroline Shaw.
You know, everything we do is new. Most of it's written for us, and so every single thing is a journey because we're creating it, you know, for the first time.
Maren Montalbano, an alto vocalist for The Crossing, explains the album's a reflection of the times, political and outspoken.
Like, it's so wonderful to be a part of something that is so inclusive, especially when there are people in this world who want to be the exact opposite. I really feel like it's important for us as artists to stand up and make our voices heard.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.